a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Do you know when, okay, this is going to happen a lot today as well because there would have been a lot of us that left our washing inside overnight to try and dry. And when you go to pick it up, how do you gauge whether it's wet or cold?
Put it on my face.
I put it on my face
too. Yeah.
Right? I'm always like, oh, put it on my face or whatever. We actually, and I'm sure that you know this because you're a smart guy, but I found it really interesting and some people might not. We don't have receptors in our skin for wetness.
Oh.
We can feel hot. Yeah. And we can feel cold, but we can't feel wet.
Yes, you can.
No.
If I spill something and then you put your hand in it.
No. So our brain picks it up from other cues such as temperature and touch. We cannot tell if something is wet.
But touch is skin. Temperature and touch.
But our brain, we don't have receptors in our skin to say it's wet. That's why when you feel the clothes, we can't tell if it's cold or wet.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
If we get splashed, if I threw it, okay, do you want me to test it? If I threw a cup of water in your face.
In my face, I would feel that water.
Yes, but you would only feel wet because your brain said, she threw water at me. I know that water, I know the sensation of water, therefore I must be wet. Your skin does not have a receptor in it that says wet.
Does that mean people who are born blind do not know what water feels like?
No, they know what water feels like. They don't know that what wet feels like.
Oh, my God, what?
Yeah. No, I'm sure they do because, you know, the brain picks up other things. There's, like, the sound, the feeling. Like, you would feel. You can feel when you put your hand in water.
Yeah.
Because you can feel, oh, my hand's in water.
It's wet.
But you cannot feel that it's wet.
Oh, man. Can we get Dr. Carl on? Because I love to back you in every situation, but I'm really battling here.
Oh, yeah, we'll get him. I can get him. Just think of it this way, right? When you go to put your washing on your face and you say to yourself, is it cold or wet?
Yeah.
Do you sometimes say, nah, I think it's all right?
Yeah.
And then the next day there's like a mold sock.
Yeah.
Because you thought it was
just
happen.
Cold. Yeah. That does happen.
It was wet.
That does happen. It also happens that I'm like, oh, God. This is the dirty pile. Whoops, that's a bit stinky. It's me jocks.
Okay, I got it. I get it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just a little follow-up to yesterday. Had a big moment. If you missed it, just a quick rundown. Kalia ordered a dress online. And it was a two-piece dress. It's like a skirt, I guess you'd call it, yeah?
Yeah.
Like a floofy skirt, and then it's sort of like a strappy boob tube type thing.
Yeah.
And she took the dress out and was like, oh, my God, they've forgotten to send me or I've forgotten to order the top to this dress. Went back to her email. No, I did order it. Emailed customer service, said, hey, guys, you didn't send it to me because she sort of had a look in the bag and then sort of went, oh, God, it's not there. And they got back to her and said, hey, Kev, have you got the shipping note? And, you know, just double check. And she's like, no, I can't find it. And then I went and had a look in the bag and it was there. And so for the first time in, the 11 years that her and I have been together, she looked for something, couldn't find it, and then I found it. As opposed to every other day we've been together where I look for something and can't find it and then she goes and grabs it straight away.
She had a boy look.
Quick follow-up.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on at our house, but so she, for a dessert snack thing at night, she'll get like Greek yogurt, bit of chocolate protein powder, mix that in, and then put these like chocolate, sugar-free chocolate drops in.
Sounds terrible.
Mm. I know, right? Yeah. Anyway, that's what she likes. She was looking for the chocolate bits last night in the pan. She's like, oh, bloody run out of them. And then went and had her thing. And then just before bed last night, I was looking in the pantry. I was like, hey, babe, weren't you looking for these? And I found them exactly where she'd been looking again. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll. 2 days, two finds.
It's either that or you're gaslighting her.
Yeah.
You're actually taking the chocolate bits now.
No.
Now you've had that rush of the boob tube.
Have you met me? Now you're like,
I can't find these chocolate chips. All of a sudden, oh, you must be going crazy, honey. The chocolate chips are right here.
I'm a very simple man. What about the fact there are not that many layers to me.
You would never think of something like that. What about the fact that Loggy immediately thought of that?
Oh,
that just...
She's a woman.
Anyway,
she's
let's
be
go
on
to the stats. Let's go to the stats.
Yeah, right.
On Insta, you could vote for can boys actually have a girl look?
Yeah.
With a video of you telling that story. The two options are yes, of course, or no, Tom got lucky.
Hmm.
Survey says...
Are you on a drum roll? Hang
survey
on.
Says... 55% of people say, yes, of course.
I can have a girl look.
Yeah.
Nice. So that means it wasn't just luck and I am on a roll.
Yes. Mm. Or, now we'll put up a post, today's story.
Is Tom gaslighting?
Yes.
I'm just a little bit worried about Carly is sort of like... She needs to get checked out. So this is her eyesight. We need to up that prescription.
That's exactly what a gaslighter would say.
Okay.
I said it wrong. Let's just move on.
What's a goose looter, though?
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
On the weekend, caught up with my mum and my auntie Fran and Jimmy, and we went out for brunch.
Caught up with Jimmy?
Well, he was there.
Oh, cool.
And we went out for brunch because I'm normally sleeping whilst he's awake.
That's why the relationship works.
Two ships.
Are you guys still in separate bedrooms or have you moved?
No. Although sometimes the snoring gets too much and I just...
He has to leave.
No, I leave, but then Wombi comes in with me and then he starts snoring and I'm like, I love my boys. I'm so blessed. Shut up, everyone. Anyway. Bowen Ebb and Flow was where we went for brunch, mm-hmm. which is the cafe on the corner in Bowen Heads. You go over the bridge from Ocean Grove. It's on the corner across the road from the playground there also across the road from the Bowen Heads pub.
Yep, sure.
So something, And so we went there and because they're great and they're kind of well known for being good. Not sponsored content. If you want to sponsor me, by all means. But it's quite packed, you know what I mean? So sometimes it's easier if you book a table, but obviously sometimes you just try your luck and you walk in. And
did you go there because you're not allowed at BHP anymore?
I'm allowed there. I got kicked out.
Was that the one where she throws the pots?
She threw it,
I didn't.
It was a pint glass. It wasn't a pot.
I did throw a pint glass.
In anger.
No, it wasn't.
And now her photo's
behind the bar. No, I told you. There was a plastic cup of water and I flipped it around during like, I don't know, man, I feel like a woman or something.
Like
and
a
I
lasso.
Got booted out, like a lasso, and I got kicked out. Okay, that was like 12 years ago. Anyway, so we went there for brekkie and we're like, oh, can we get a table for four? And they're like, because there was a table of eight and four people were sitting on it already.
Oh, yeah.
And we said, we don't mind if we sit there if they're cool with us sitting there. Mm. And so they asked the people, and I mean, you can't say no anyway. What are you going to say, right?
Sure.
But they were lovely.
Ah, good.
The four people we sat next to, and we just said, oh, g'day, on the table together, whatever, right?
Can I have one of your chips?
Always. Don't you ask that? Always. Mm. Anyway, so because we were sitting there and it was breakfast time, Mum, oh, God, I love her so much, but it is hard to go out with her because she... likes to order coffee in a particular way.
Yeah, it's particular. That's the way. That's the word I would use is a particular way.
Are we talking about the actual like the use of language to the waiting staff, or is it?
She's
the
always
order?
Very lovely. She's always very lovely.
Of course,
because she's an absolute angel. But she would be like, "Oh, so can I have a coffee? But can I have it like extra, extra hot, like volcanic hot, like the devil's temperature, like." Hot, hot, hot. And I'm just like, oh, God. And Mum's like, when they walk away, Mum's like, you know, I didn't have a voice for many years. And now, in my 60s, I'm going to order a coffee the way I want.
So she gives zero F's anymore. Is that
basically, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, if I'm paying for a coffee, I want it extra, 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 extra hot. It's four extras, she tells these people, right? Like, yeah, no worries. Anyway, we're sitting there. We're having our brekkie, beautiful, good chats and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they're like, oh, coffee? And she's like, yep, that's mine, cappuccino, great. And she's there, and we always say to her, like, don't make a face, like, whatever, just don't make a face. Because, you know, I imagine if you're a barista that gets extra, extra, extra hot, then you're looking over to be like, are they happy with that or not? So we always say to her, do not react.
Yeah.
Just sip it silently.
Just pretend like you burnt your mouth.
Yeah, right? And then, you know, we're sitting there enjoying ourselves. Hadn't asked her how she felt about the coffee. And then... the table that we were sitting on, the people next to us, they also got a coffee. And the guy that got a coffee was like, oh, my God. He was like, oh, God. And I'm like, did you happen to get like a really, really hot coffee? And he's like, yeah. And mum's like, oh, that's my coffee. Sorry, I ordered that. He couldn't drink it.
No,
he was like, not. He was like, I better just leave that one to the side a bit. And mum was like, oh, God.
Really? It's like third degree mouth burns.
Literally. He was like, oh, golly.
What's the attract? I don't understand the attract. Is it because it lasts longer?
I don't understand either,
I
mate.
So. I think
I have no idea. If I get a coffee that I can't drink straight away, mum loves it. She's like, no, I love the pain. Let's not delve into that.
Wow. I have one more question about this.
Yeah.
These other four people who said yes to you sharing the table.
Oh, here we go.
Did they here realize what they were in for?
What, volume wise, hair wise? What is it? Gluten free, can't eat that wise.
More volume wise than anything.
Really?
That's exactly what you've demonstrated.
Well, they seemed lovely. And they seemed like they enjoyed themselves.
And they were frightened at the same time.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
We're going to call this Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Wednesday base game.
No, we're not.
No.
Talk about I feel seen.
It's no one's favourite.
No, this is going to be great. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. So essentially, you two are going to act out a scene from a movie and I will be the audience and the guessor of said movie.
Yeah.
Yes. We've been practicing this dialogue for a long, long time. We're going to... Can I give the genre, at least?
No.
No? Just go for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, we're just going to go for it.
Well, neither of you are confident because both of you individually have come to me and said, you're not going to know this movie. So... That's pretty standard for me because I'm not a movie guy.
Well, you're not. Right. You've never seen anything.
But our acting will transcend that.
Okay. It will transcend.
When you finish your scene, please say, and scene.
And scene.
And pull down the curtain.
Well, we always want to do a good job because we don't want Stan to say bye-bye.
No, that's a good point. All right.
And at the moment, can I just say, I've been watching their Olympic coverage.
Mm.
It's been streaming it. It's been great because you can choose like what you want to watch and
well,
stuff.
Well, it's funny you should say that. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan, so that all checks out, doesn't it?
It does.
All right,
ready,
you guys ready
me?
To go? Scripts in hand.
Yep.
Yeah. Get acting.
Number 55. That's how I remember you. We wore the same number. 55, right? I went to South Torrance. Yeah, we played you a couple of times. You had all those fat ass beep. They're big. But man, lazy beep beepers. Probably all that spam, I guess. Yeah, we beep and crushed you guys. Crushed you guys when I was there. Crushed you guys when you were there. Still crushing you guys.
We got family here, bro. Don't really appreciate you popping off, bro.
Hey, no need to get all aggro. Was I being rude? Hey, was I rude, huh?
And scene.
Okay, I don't know what just happened, but I enjoyed it. I was there with you.
Yeah, it was a good attitude there.
Good censoring too, Cameron Lee.
I was really nervous. I was going to get it wrong.
I was so scared.
You were beeping yourself, weren't you?
You did greatly.
Oh, thanks, Lou.
Yeah,
thanks,
that was
Lou.
Really cool.
Okay, so I don't know, but can I guess? Can I have a go?
Have a guess.
Is it a Gridiron movie?
Oh, wow. So that background is a bit of Gridiron. I think more like action, bank heist... Like, it's a showdown between the goodies and the baddies. They're having a bit of a scene where they're all at the same place.
I don't know. You lost me. I was going to go with, like, Friday Night
You
Lights
know what? I've done it, but
okay.
I actually don't remember the name of the movie right now.
Okay.
But let's,
what? Play the clip.
Got family here, bro. Don't really appreciate you popping off.
All right, man. You got all aggro. Was that being rude? Hey, was that being rude? Huh?
Jared Butler,
does that
Pablo Schreiber was the...
No, sorry. I don't. What
have you seen the movie Den of Thieves?
Den of Thieves, of course. Classic. The old Den of Thieves. Yep.
What?
He pushed hard. I would suggest on 52232955 that no one has ever watched that movie.
It's a classic action. Like, not like it's more the modern one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. 2018-ish.
Okay.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great no, I back movie. You, Lingy. Yes, it was awesome.
50 cents in it.
Okay.
Can you not say
I'm
it
listening.
Like that, please?
50.
52232955 if you've ever seen Den of Thieves. Anybody at all. Anyone.
Oh,
anyone.
What?
No, beautifully acted by you guys,
you
but how would
suck.
I know? How would I know?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Remember a couple of weeks ago I said that I could run the Melbourne Marathon?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you guys...
No, sorry, I didn't even laugh then.
No, that was the reaction you gave me 2 weeks ago.
I looked away.
It's not that I don't believe in you. I'm just like, that's a lot.
You don't believe in me
I
and
do.
You laughed at me. Now, the reason why I'm sort of jumping on is because Dodsy's doing the half marathon
oh,
in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, but she can.
And I... So you believe in her, but not me.
Well,
absolutely.
I know for a fact that she goes for runs. Seen her.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because Dodsy, you know what a half marathon is? Half a marathon.
Well, yeah.
How many
I mean,
kilometres is that?
24.
21 kilometres because a marathon's 42.
Whatever.
So 21 kilometres. So Dodsy's training for this. This is in October, the Melbourne Half Marathon. Very exciting. Dodsy received her... training program. A friend of hers who she works with at Kick Academy is doing it for her and everything like that. He's a running coach. She's been like gently, like introductory stuff, like doing 1K runs and 2K runs just to get the legs rolling, And now she's kicked into her official training program.
Okay, yeah.
To run, again, can I repeat, a half marathon is 21 kilometres. Mm-hmm. The other day when she got her program, she cracked it. That much at the coach and what the coach was asking her to do because it was asking her to run more than 2 kilometres in the session.
Okay. You can't just do it bit by bit. You have to do the whole lot eventually. Like, eventually.
Do you know in order to run 21 kilometres, you need to run more than 2 kilometres?
No, but on the day,
time?
It's all mental.
No, it's a big gap between 2 and 21. She's like, this is ridiculous. He's pushing me too hard. This is silly. Look at this. I've got to run 5 kilometres in the next run. I'm like, yeah. You know you've got to build up to 21. You can't stay with 2.
What are you running at the moment? What are you running?
Well, you allege that I'm not running at all. What are we up to? Today's Wednesday. Friday, I've got a 20-kilometre
liar
coming
sure
up.
Lies.
I did 18 lies. Last Friday.
Whatever.
Yeah. We asked people to photograph you. No photographs.
Can you please stop saying that? Because I run along the river and I don't want to be photographed.
See, I told you Tommy wouldn't like
Can
that.
Can you please not do that? All I know is in order to get to 42Ks, I've got to run more than 2Ks in a session. Mm. Dodsy, mate. Take note.
People who run through glass houses should not throw drive-by stones, is what I will say.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.